Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ashley Travis, who is a swing in the cast of Cats, coming to the Wharton Center June 10th and 11th. Welcome, Ashley. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well on a Friday evening. I love this kind of weather in the state of Michigan. And we'll get to the fact that you know a lot about the state of Michigan growing up here as well. I think first we need to talk to people about and explain to them what a swing is.
All right. Well, a swing is basically an understudy. We kind of get to be the supermen of the show. Basically, because Cats is so strenuous and so difficult, we have swings and we sit backstage and we either sing along or we're watching and we're constantly growing and learning, but we go on if somebody gets injured or hurt or sick or something. So sometimes we have to go on in the middle of a show if someone, you know, rolls an ankle or falls or, you know, something like that. So.
Well, and I've seen Cats up several times, and I look forward to seeing it Friday at the Wharton Center again as well. And because I've seen it, I understand the strenuous nature that you're talking about. I mean, it's very athletic and very, it pushes the actors.
Definitely. Definitely. I don't have to work out outside of the show at all. Mostly it's icing and, you know, taking ibuprofen, stretching.
Well, let's get back to a little bit about your background, Ashley. I said you're very familiar with the state of Michigan. You're from Tecumseh, Michigan.
I am born and raised Tecumseh, Michigan, little itty bitty town, kind of in between Ann Arbor and Toledo, somewhere in those cornfields around there. And I've lived there my whole life. I graduated from Tecumseh High School in 2006, went to Western Michigan, Kalamazoo, for college for musical theater, graduated a year ago.
So you're brand new to all this.
I'm brand new.
What led you down the path to theater? You've come from a small town, went to a school in Michigan, great school, love the Broncos. And then how do you get into musical theater and get into such a production as this?
Well, I've always been interested in theater. Starting in middle school, I've been in at least two shows a year, and then, you know, exponentially growing the more time I had. But I basically just did my homework. I got voice lessons. I took dance classes. I learned as much as I could from the people who I worked with. And from there, I, you know, met more people who gave me advice and who showed me the proper way of doing musical theater. And from there, I looked at schools and I found out that Western has a fantastic program. So I went there and, you know, they break you down and build you up from scratch, basically. And from that program, Western has what's called a showcase, and we fly to New York, the whole senior musical theater class, and we perform a showcase. We do a couple songs, everyone gets their little snippet, and then we do it for agents and casting directors in New York. And from there, I got the invitation to come to the Cats audition. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's quite a journey I'm on right now. It's unreal.
Well, it must be. It is. And boy, does that what's ringing in my ear and my thought process, Ashley, is, wow, when people said, go ahead, you know, sign up for the musicals at schools. Here's a great story of how that works.
Yeah, I wouldn't be where I am today without so many of mentors and my parents. Oh, my gosh. My parents have been the most supportive. They're letting me travel the country and, you know, I don't call them sometimes for weeks at a time because I'm just, you know, we're constantly in shows or something. And then, you know, we make up for it with big, long conversations. What state are you in now? Oh, I'm in New Mexico today, Mom.
It's kind of like instead of where's Waldo, where's Ashley?
Exactly.
So where are you traveling? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so where are you traveling on the show? This is the traveling company of Cats. So you're traveling all throughout the country then. For how long a period of time?
Yes. We've been traveling since November 6th was our opening, I believe, in Kansas City. And then from there, we have hit so many states, I can't even tell you. It's probably up in, like, the 30s. We've hit everywhere from, let's see, we've been as far north as Washington and Quebec City, as far south as Florida. We're ending in Jacksonville, Florida. We've been to Honolulu. We've been to Massachusetts, Connecticut. We've been to Long Island.
What an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity. Is it about cats in particular? The longevity is amazing. It's, of course, a musical composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber, based on a book of poetry called Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot. And this is one of the longest-running shows in Broadway history. What do you think it is about this show that keeps people coming back over and over again?
It's magical. I think a lot of people don't understand it, so that they keep coming back to try and figure it out. And, you know, everyone can understand it, though. You know, you go and you see it and take it at face value. You can look for the little, you know, metaphorical phrases if you want. But at the end of the day, it truly can be just a spectacular show that kids go and they love to see it because they see these people tumbling and singing and dancing, and the costumes are brilliant, and the set is unreal. It's nothing like you've ever seen. And Cats is the only production like it.
Well, and you know, go ahead.
You can't find it anywhere else. You can't go and see, you know, Dogs, the musical. it's not there. It wouldn't work. And for some reason, Cats works.
And the music, of course, it's been described in the past as haunting, and that's a word that comes to mind when I think of it as well. It's fun. There's a lot of frolicking that goes on. But, of course, the song Memories that so many people identify with is haunting, and the music in its entirety is so beautiful. What about the makeup and the preparation and the costumes, as you said? Because you forget very shortly after the show starts that you're looking at people.
Yeah, the makeup process, when we first started out, took us about 45 minutes to an hour to do our face.
Yeah.
And there's like a setting process that we have to do with like water and powder, so we're basically gluing paint to our face. Just probably really healthy. But we have, let's see, we'll start the face, and we have wigs and mics, and we have unitard liners under it. We have our, of course, undergarments. We have our unitards on top, and then we have arm warmers and leg warmers. And depending on Cats, you'll have like one leg warmer or one arm warmer or no arm warmers or leg warmers. We have tails. We have collars. And some people have other accessories and, you know.
What are the leg warmers for? Leg warmers and arm warmers, are those protection?
They're for protection. They're to try and simulate fur, you know, and to keep up with the feline mentality, because they're made with yarn and stuff. So they don't necessarily look like the Flashdance leg warmer.
Okay, that's what I was picturing. So I appreciate that clarification. What is it that you love about this production?
I love that I'm never bored.
That's a great answer.
There's never a dull moment, because there's always someone who is sick, or there's someone who is, you know, injured, or there's always some sort of crazy traffic pattern that you've got to try and work out on the fly. You know, there's been times where we had to do split tracks because we don't have enough people to cover other parts. It's just, it's always fun. And the show is just, I don't think I could swing on the other show, because this is so exciting all the time.
Well, the bar has been set high for your career, that is for sure. And I'm fairly certain I'm going to continue to hear great things about you and your career as well. Ashley, I appreciate so much your time this evening. I look forward to seeing the show on Friday night, next Friday night at the Wharton Center. And perhaps someone can help me and pick you out and see what you're playing that evening. Thank you so much for your time and telling us about it.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Have a great night, Ashley.
You too. You too.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Ashley Travis, who is a swing in the cast of Cats, coming to the Wharton Center June 10th and 11th. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.